Welcome to the Parsha Shavua. Of course, this week's Parsha is Nitzavim and Vayelech. This week's Parsha reminds us that we are getting very close to Rosh Hashanah. And let's just talk about a few minutes the opening pasuk of this week's Parsha. The Parsha begins with Moshe Rabbeinu talking to the Bnei Yisrael. Now, the actual context of the Parsha was not said around Rosh Hashanah time. It was said in the month of Adar, just before Moshe Rabbeinu passes away, and he is parting from the Jewish people, and he turns to all of them and he says, "Atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem, you are all standing today together before Hashem, your God." And then he says all different types of people: Rosheichem, Shifteichem, your heads, your tribes, your children, your wives, and woodchoppers, water carriers, and so on, listing all different types of people. You're all standing together. To enter into and to go through a covenant with Hashem, your God, that He is making with you today. The Zohar says that the Yoim, Hayoim, the word Hayoim that is in the Parsha also refers to Rosh Hashanah. Of course, this we know because Nitzavim, Parsha Nitzavim is always read before Rosh Hashanah. The simple reason the Gemara gives is to make an interruption between last week's Parsha, which had all the reprimands and the curses and so on, which were there to get us started on the pathway of Tshuva. But we don't want to go from that straight into Rosh Hashanah, so we have the Parsha of Nitzavim that interrupts between Rosh Hashanah, between the Parsha Kisavai and Rosh Hashanah. But on a deeper level, and particularly in line with what we always quote from the Shalom, whenever something comes around the Parsha, it's connected to the Yontif and so on. So we explain this pasuk of Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem. You are standing today strong. Now, in fact, this is connected. I'm recording this parsha on Chai Elul, the 18th day of Elul, the birthday of the Baal Shem Tov. And this is connected to something the Baal Shem Tov taught. And that is, this coming Shabbos, the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, is a Shabbos before a month, which normally would be Shabbos Mevarchim, but we have the minhag of not benching, not blessing the month this coming Shabbos. The simple reason that's always given, the traditional reason, is because we want to sort of confuse the Satan, so he kind of shouldn't think that we focused on the exact day of Rosh Hashanah to give him an opening to prosecute and so on. So we confuse him by not benching the Chodesh this coming Shabbos. The famous idea of the Baal Shem Tov, of course, is that we don't bench the Shabbos for a different reason, because all the 11 months of the year, we bless the month. On this month, the month of Tishrei, Hashem gives the bracha. Hashem gives the blessing, and with that power, we are able to bless all the other 11 months of the year. So that's why Hashem, it's Shabbos Mevarchim, Hashem gives the bracha to the new month, but we don't do it. What is the bracha that Hashem gives? So the Baal Shem Tov explained, Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem, He gives us this bracha in the Torah, that you are standing all together today. What does the word Nitzavim mean? Nitzavim means strong. You are standing strong in judgment. Yes, it's Yom HaDin, but you're standing strong. You're ready. You're powerful. You're going to be able to succeed in this very, very special time and in these very, very special days. Why is that? Because you're all going to be together, connected together. And as the Pasuk says, L'Avracha Bivris Hashem Aleikecha. You're entering into a covenant with Hashem, your God. What does it mean to enter into a covenant? So we know from the Torah, the concept of a covenant is a pact. When two people who are close to each other, they make a covenant. What that means is they solidify it, they make it permanent. They promise each other that come what may, whatever might happen, the bond between them remains intact. And the same thing, Hashem enters into a covenant, comes to Hashanah, we enter into a new covenant with Hashem. We are like children to a parent, that no matter what happens, of course, we're going to try our best to improve and do tshuva and so on. But at the end of the day, we are connected to Hashem. We are one with Hashem, and it's impossible to change that. We have a covenant with Hashem, and that is the bracha coming into Rosh Hashanah, Atem Nitzavim, you're all standing today very strongly and firmly and confidently on this day. It's a day we enter into a covenant with Hashem, and it's a day that Hashem is going to give us all the brachas that He gives. This is also connected to a famous tour. The tour says that even though Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin, it's a day of judgment, but nevertheless, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Yidden have a custom to bathe, to put on nice clothing, to unlike someone who would be extremely worried and nervous approaching the courts, that kind of thing, Yidden come into it very, very, with simcha, with joy. Why? Because we are absolutely confident, and we trust in Hashem, that Hashem, we of course, we're going to do what we can, and we'll do our best, but Hashem will definitely bless us all with the Ksiv V'Chsim HaTovah. So I wanted to spend the rest of the time today actually sharing an idea about Rosh Hashanah, And this is an idea which I read in a sefer called Shvilei Pinchas, and I'm going to share with you the idea. It's based, of course, on what we need to do when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, and of course what we need to do is we need to reflect during the month of Elul, and we need to wake up during the month of Rosh Hashanah and on Rosh Hashanah and reconnect in the best way possible to Hashem, to the Torah and the mitzvahs, with commitment, with surrender, crowning Hashem as King and giving ourselves over to Him as our King. Of course, we know this is the theme of the Shofar. As the Rambam says, that the Shofar is a wake-up call. It's asking all the Yidden to, as the Rambam says, Uru Yisheni Mishinaschem, wake up those sleeping from your sleep, and those who are slumbering, a deep sleep from your slumber, and so on and so forth. Reflect, look at yourself, and do tshuva. So, this also has to do with the sounds of the shofar. Tkiya means when things are going well. Shvarim is when things get complicated. Trua represents the tshuva, and then the tkiya is the smoothness that comes out of the tshuva. But I want to focus on something else that he explains. It's a very beautiful idea. We know that Rosh Hashanah is the day of creation of Adam Arishon, the day of the creation of the human being. It's also the day, of course, that Adam and Chava sinned, but it's also the day that they did tshuva. This is based on a medrash. It's a medrash rabbah. The medrash rabbah goes through the details of what happened on that sixth day of creation, how in the first hour of the day Hashem entertained the idea of creating men. The second day, not creating human being. The second day, he consulted with the malachim. The first hour, he entertained the idea. The second hour, he consulted the malachim, as we know. The third hour, he took the dust. And then in the fourth, he you know, altogether, all different stages. Then, in the seventh hour, Hashem infused the human being with an neshama. In the eighth hour, he brought him into Gan Eden. In the ninth hour, Adam Rishon was commanded with the mitzvah of not eating from the Eitz Hadas. At the tenth hour, he transgressed and he ate from the fruit. The 11th hour, he was judged. But in the 12th hour, he was pardoned because he did tshuva. And Hashem said, this is a siman for all your children. But just as you stood in judgment that day, but you were pardoned, so too all of your children will be pardoned that day, and they will be able to come out meritorious. Now, this is something that affected the entire world. Of course, we know that the Chet Eitz Hadas, the sin of Eitz Hadas, is something that affected the entire world. And that's why Rosh Hashanah, as we say in the Tfilis, is a day where we are all, kol boye olam, all the inhabitants of the world, come under the concept of the Yom Hadin. And therefore, it's a time to reflect, and it's a time to give ourselves some movement, reveal our neshama, and make a move. Now, what happened, if we go back to that story, and we take the cue from the story of Adam Arishon, we know what happened afterwards was that Hashem called to Adam and Chava, and he said to them, Ayeka, where are you? And it's a very well-known story from the Alter Rebbe, from the Balatanya, that when he was imprisoned, a very high diplomat came to see him who could have influence on his judgment. And he wanted to speak to the Alter Rebbe, who was a very, very big scholar, and he engaged him in conversation. He asked him, Mishayla, how come Hashem said to Adam Arishon, Ayeka, where are you? Wouldn't Hashem know where he is? And the Alter Rebbe answered what Rashi says, that he just wanted to sort of enter into a conversation without frightening him. So he said he knows Rashi, he wants to know something else. And the Alter Rebbe went and says the following, that Ayeko is a calling to each and every one of us. Who are you? Where are you? And he went on to say, like if someone is a certain age, and he gave the age of this minister, and he's got a certain family situation, and he gave his situation, and he says to him, where are you in the world? Where are you in your spiritual growth? Where are you in your meaning and purpose? What are you doing? Where are you? And of course, as it's explained, this idea, this question of Ayeka, is really an eternal question. It's a question which we ask ourselves this time of the year. Where are you in Ruchnius? Where are you in your spiritual goals? Where are you in your journey? Are you listening? It's a question that is asked through the shofar. Perhaps when we blow shofar and the Rambam says the shofar is like a call to wake us up, that's the question the shofar is, and Elul and also Rosh Hashanah is asking us, Ayeka, where are you? And that's what we have to reflect on. And what is the answer to that question? The answer, says the Shvilei Pinchas, is also Ayeka. Aleph, Yud, Chof, Hei, Ayeka. The things that we need to do, the things that we need to engage in to strengthen our spirituality, to strengthen our connection with Hashem. And he explains a beautiful idea, and he says the following. Aleph refers to learning Torah, because the Gemara in Shabbos says Aleph Beis is Aleph Bina, and Rashi says it means to teach, to learn, learn, understand, and learn the Torah. As it says also in another Gemara, that Hashem says to us, my children, I have created the Yetzer Hara, but I've also created Torah Tavlin, the Torah of spice. The Torah is an antidote. If you learn Torah, engage in Torah, you won't be controlled by the Yetzer Hara. Interestingly enough, even in the story of the Eitz Hadas, the tree, in Gan Eden, it says that Adam and Chava, Adam and his wife, hid before Hashem, and they hid b'soich Eitz Hagan. They hid in the garden, in the tree of the garden, Eitz Hagan. Hagan means garden. Gan is 53, and we know there's this concept of 53 parshiyos of the Torah. So the Aleph is the idea of engaging in learning Torah. The Yud is humility. We get into trouble, we fail sometimes because of our own ego, we get trapped in ourselves, and we don't surrender to Hashem's will. That's some around this time of the year, one of the things we have to think about is getting our ego under control and making room for Hashem and giving ourselves over to Hashem, and that's the Yud of Ayeka. The Chof of Ayeka is putting that into practice, and that's the idea of tzedakah. We know that Shuvah is connected a lot, and Elul is a time to give extra tzedakah. Why is the Chof tzedakah? Because Chof is the palm of the hand, it's the idea of giving. When we give to other people, when we give tzedakah to others, Hashem gives tzedakah to us. And finally, the Hay of Ayeka is Shuvah. We know that the Hay represents the idea of Shuvah. Why? Because we know that the Hay has two sides, and it's empty at the bottom. We know the idea is that the hay is designed like the world is designed. That the bottom is where we fall out. The bottom is where we fail. But Hashem made a hay, and that He created the world with a hay because the left leg of the hay doesn't reach the top. There's a small opening. And that opening represents the idea of tshuva. Tshuva is the idea of to climb back into that window. Hashem always gives us an opportunity to reconnect and to reclimb back into that window. And that's the idea of the hay. Interesting, it's connected to the hay also, because the hay is one of Hashem, the letters of Hashem's name, and the idea of tshuva is toshuv hay, returning to the hay, returning to Hashem, and that's also the idea of tshuva, climbing in through that window. He says also that, also interestingly enough, that this is the time of the year which begins on Rosh Hashanah, where we have the call of Ayeka, but it goes for 21 days. The Arizal says that there's a special 21 days that starts on Rosh Hashanah and ends on Hoshana Rabbah. We know that the final sealing, the final delivery of Hashem's blessing happens on Hoshana Rabbah, which is the last day of Sukkot. And then we celebrate, after those 21 days, we celebrate the great unity with Hashem, the great oneness with Hashem that we've achieved through this month. We celebrate on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. So he says in an interesting way, Ayeka also refers to these 21 days. The Aleph is one, refers to the first day of the year, which is Rosh Hashanah. Yud refers to the 10 days of Tshuva, Seres Yimei Tshuva. Chof of Ayeka is Kippur, Atonement. And then the Hay represents Sukkos. Why? Because we know the Gemara tells us that the minimum shear, the minimum size of a Sukkah is like a hay. Two walls and a third small wall. That's the idea of Sukkos. That's why we have this idea of Ayeka, these special 21 days, when we ask ourselves the question where we are, we engage in Torah, in humility, in giving, and in tshuva, and we create that, reconnect in a big way with Hashem, and then we celebrate it on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. The Eibushter should help us, we should be able to prepare properly for Rosh Hashanah, come into the new year with a real focus, and of course Hashem will bless us all with the ultimate shofar, the blowing of the shofar Gadol, which will usher in the era of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Have a good day and a good Shabbos.